We are pretty pumped up for playoff time here in the Washington area as the Redskins will host the Seattle Seahawks Sunday afternoon. We know what the Redskins have. How about those Seahawks? Let's go live to Seattle to find out what we can expect on Sunday afternoon. Joining us live, Dory Monson, who hosts an afternoon show on Cairo, KIRO-FM in Seattle. He also hosts the pregame, postgame, halftime show on the Seattle Seahawks radio network. Dory, welcome to WTOP. We are fired up to see these two quarterbacks and two great running backs battle it out on Sunday.
Mark, Deborah, you and us both fired up because, this is just a great matchup. I can't believe NBC didn't put this game on Saturday in prime time because this is the matchup everybody in the country is talking about. And I know how excited everybody in the D.C. area is, and here in Seattle, people are just out of their minds crazy about the Seahawks this season, too.
You know, Dory, Seahawks obviously have been pretty hot, but, you know, we do have to point out the away-from-home record of 3-5. So what are the folks saying there? What's the team saying?
Well, it's really been two different Seahawk teams. You got signs right off the beginning of the season that RG3 was something special. And you knew it when you drafted him. With the Seahawks, it was completely different with Russell Wilson. He was a third-round draft pick. Nobody expected that he was going to be the starting quarterback. But he came into training camp. He was the first one in. He was the last one to leave. He was the guy that just won over the teammates, the coaches, the executives. And they gave him the starting job, and he had a lot of hiccups. He's 5'10", you know, short by NFL quarterback standards. A lot of people thought that this was just a ridiculous reach by the Seahawks, and he struggled a little bit the first 4 weeks. But I tell you, the second half of the season, he's had one of the best quarterback ratings in the NFL. And, you know, you talk about the Seahawks' 3-5 road record. They started 1-5. Then they beat the Bears in overtime. They went up to Toronto and beat the Bills. So the Seahawks are very confident having won their last two road games as they go into FedEx Field on Sunday.
Dory, the odds makers have the Seahawks a 3-point favorite. Do you agree with that? And what do you think will be the difference in this game?
Well, if the difference plays to Seattle's favor, as the odds makers are saying, I think it's defense. Seattle's defense has been outstanding, and I know by the NFL rankings, the Redskins are somewhere in the mid to lower 20s defensively. And so that's the perceived difference between the two teams, because like you guys said in your intro of me, the quarterbacks very similar, both great. Alfred Morris, Marshawn Lynch, just great running backs. So if there's a defense, it's going to be on the defensive side of the ball, and the Seahawks have just excelled in that area all season.
Dory, we're hearing that there are still a lot of seats left for sale at FedEx Field because the Seahawks fans didn't snatch them up. What does that say about we just don't have enough of them over here?
I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't have a lot of Seahawk fans there in D.C. I can't imagine. But seriously, I did not know that. Seriously, because I've heard that this is, I know you guys were crazy about the Nationals, too, but I've heard that this was one of the biggest things to hit Washington sports in years. This game still has seats available?
Well, these are the tickets that would have gone to, the Seattle Players. They didn't use them, so they have returned them, and they're now for sale. I guess you guys don't travel well, huh?
Well, it's something to do with a 5-hour flight and having to go through Boston or Minneapolis and all that stuff. It's a long ways to go, you guys.
All right, Dory, we owe you one because, you know, the two playoff losses to Seattle the Redskins have had in recent times, plus the whole Jim Zorn thing. We need this win on Sunday.
and you know the stat that everybody's been talking about. The Seahawks have not won a road playoff game for 29 years.
Oh.
The last time they won a playoff game on the road was 5 years before Russell Wilson was born. So,
wow.
Good news
so
for
the
us.
Seahawks they're trying to break through some negative mojo there.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dory. Well, thanks so much. Good luck to your team, and better luck to ours.
Mark, Deborah, good talk to you guys.
Take care.
Thanks.
That's Dory Monson, who hosts the afternoon radio show on KIRO-FM in Seattle.